This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis.
Everyone, and joining us this morning is our guest, Mark Melnick. Good morning, Mark. How are you?
I'm great. How are you doing?
Great. Where are you calling from this morning?
Me? I'm actually in Ocean City, Maryland today.
All right, really? Cool.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah, down for the MSSA convention.
And, I got you. Are you fishing?
This afternoon we are, for sure.
Okay. Where are you headed this afternoon? Going offshore or what?
We hear that off Ocean City, the stripers are on fire right now.
Yeah, that's for sure. That's great. Glad to hear
it. I'm really looking forward to it.
Well, good, good, good. Now, you've fished Maryland before, right?
Yes, I've had the opportunity to come here on a couple of occasions to fish Maryland. I've fished the Fall Classic just recently, and just before that, I was out to experience the unbelievably world-class white marlin fishery you've got here.
Isn't that amazing?
I've had some pretty exceptional experiences on the water, and 2 days on the Playmate was one of the, two of the best days I've ever had.
Sure. Were you filming the white marlin fishing? I'm guessing you don't go anywhere without a camera.
Well, this is actually the first time I have been anywhere without a camera, and it's actually kind of nice. Don't tell my bosses that, but we actually are kicking off the new season of Real Fishy Jobs,
right?
Out of Ocean City and I get to actually partake as a marlin mate, the first time marlin mate. So I'm trained on how to rig, how to handle, how to miss.
How to miss a strike? Yeah, I'm sure that happens a lot. Yeah, indeed. So.
Yeah, we went really well. We went 8 for 16 over 2 days, and I whiffed on 4 right out of the gate.
So, yeah, well, that's
a rude awakening, that's for sure.
Yeah, well, you think you know everything, and then you get out there and you don't know anything. So,
Well, they're so finicky, right? I can't believe how finicky these fish are.
Yeah,
they come into the spread, and as soon as they're there, they're gone.
Yeah.
So
well great. Well, tell us about Real Fishy Jobs, will you? Just tell us
absolutely.
A little bit about it. What's going on with that?
Real Fishy Jobs started as the original program called Real Road Trip. And my then boss told me, I want you to go around the country and tell angler stories, the people, the places, the things to do in different states. I don't want to see you fishing. I want the angler to be the storyteller.
Right.
I said, no problem. And then I got to these locations. And next thing you know, I'm fly fishing for stripers. I'm noodling. I'm fishing with BASS tournament pros. And I couldn't put the rod down. And my then boss got so frustrated, he said, fine, if you want to be a part of the fishing industry, then you need to jump in with both feet. And I want you to participate in the jobs that make this sport a sport that we all love. So I do anything from chum manufacturing to being in the commercial side to public relations and marketing for a fishing line company. Anything that's involved in the fishing industry, I'm gonna try to do.
Wow, that's great. That is
great. And sometimes, Alan, sometimes it's a colossal failure.
Well, I have no doubt, but it certainly sounds to me like you're having a lot of fun doing what you're doing for a living.
I am, and I expect any day this bubble to burst for me to wake up from this dream, but I really do have the best job. I'm a television producer and a director first, and I've found, been able to marry a passion for the outdoors that I've had since I was 2 years old to something that I love to do for a living. So I really am very, very fortunate.
Yeah, that's fabulous to do that. Well, let me ask you, how do we find the World Fishing Network here in Baltimore?
That's a great question. Right now WFN is available on Verizon Fios, the satellite dish network, and AT&T UVerse. But part of what I do when I travel the country is I speak with people like yourself, and I encourage avid anglers and recreational fishermen, commercial fishermen that are interested in spreading the word of the sport that we love to call their local cable companies to get WFN on their local cable. And one of the big pushes that we're doing right now here at WFN is to try to get WFN on Comcast. And if you like to fish, if you've ever held a fishing rod, if you've ever watched a fishing show, you know, you can either go to getwfn.com and tell Comcast that you want, or you can call their offices directly. And you know what? I encourage that you do, because, you know, I don't want to lose my job. I love it. And, you know, it's great for fishing. It's great for our sport. And, you know, who can complain about having a television network dedicated to fishing 24/7? You don't have to wait till Saturday mornings anymore, people. It's there whenever you want it.
Exactly right. Well, tell me a little bit about Mark. Tell me how you got into this. You know, you don't look, I'm looking at your website. You don't look like a very old guy. You're married with a couple kids.
Yeah, that's right. I'm very fortunate to have a very supportive wife who's in the veterinary field, and two rambunctious little boys. My 6-year-old is actually even more of a, you know, avid angler than myself, which is crazy. But I started with the Canadian version of ESPN back, you know, 15, 17 years ago, doing sports, doing hockey games, baseball games, very different things.
Right.
Moved around to a number of different networks, and I landed on what used to be Outdoor Life Network, which
right.
then moved to Versus, but we had a Canadian version as well. I'm from Toronto, Canada.
Right.
And I produced rodeo and bull riding events for 7 years.
Cool.
And I fell in love with it. I fell in love with the lifestyle. I fell in love with the way these cowboys live their life and going down the road and having to, you know, play to get paid and the drama that goes behind you know, the rodeo.
Yeah. Hey, PBR's here in Baltimore this weekend, believe it or not.
Yeah, it's... And I'm not here.
I know. What's going on?
You know, and we did PBR Canada events and actually went to Vegas for a month out of the year for the national finals rodeo and the PBR finals. So, you know, when Outdoor Life Network got out of the business, a very good friend of mine that I started at TSN with, which was the ESPN Canada version,
right.
Was the VP of programming at this new upstart called the World Fishing Network. And I would always come in during the summertime, during baseball season, with these crazy sunglass tans. And he'd always say to me, what have you been doing? I've been out on the water fishing, blah, 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 blah. Anyway, it turned around that he calls me and says, hey, I want you to come and produce fishing shows for me.
Cool.
So I'd love to get there, work for a couple of weeks. And all of a sudden, he gives me a plane ticket to Minneapolis, Minnesota in February and says, you've got $3,000, spend 2 weeks up there, and I want you to come back with 10 stories. So I did. Myself and a cameraman went out, minus 45, and we tried to showcase what was going on. And that was the springboard to the original series called Real Road Trip that morphed, as I said earlier, into Real Fishy Jobs. So that's the story in a nutshell, and it's just... Again, it's a dream come true.
That's pretty cool. That's very
yeah.
cool. Well, as many fishermen as we have here in Maryland, and we don't have you know, access to our biggest cable carrier here, which is Comcast, to the World Fishing Network. I mean, anybody that goes on the website can see some of the videos and that type of thing. Imagine that being able to click on that on your own TV at home and not being able to find it unless you have the dish or something like that or Verizon Fios or something. But I would say the bulk of the folks here in the Baltimore area, Baltimore County and others are locked into Comcast as their carrier. So I just clicked on the getgetwfn.com, and it gives you ways to I mean, there's Facebook, there's Twitter, and all that type of thing, but it says there's a very simple process: click on type or on your location, and if you get down here and you click on Maryland, it just pops everything right up and walks you step by step through where you can find it. But it says WFN is not available, DirecTV, RCN, Suddenlink, Comcast. And if you click on Comcast or any of those others, like I said, It gives you a place to put your comments to ask Comcast to provide the World Fishing Network. That's pretty cool.
It's amazing. And you know what, Comcast, you know, we are partners with Comcast in other parts of the country, and they've been outstanding.
Yeah.
And we're just about to push WFN over the edge, and we just need the support of Maryland and you know, the Beltway states to really help us out to get that message across.
Sure.
Because, it's important for everybody. There's so many great programming initiatives coming out of WFN.
Right.
If you like fly fishing, if you like offshore, if you like inshore salt, if you like freshwater rivers, anything. We've got it. We are the destination for fishing in the world.
Cool. Now, as always happens, Mark, when we have a guest, our listeners do what they do best, and that's listen. They don't often call. But we're going to invite our listeners to call and have them ask you any question about anywhere in the world where you might have been or how things are in Ocean City or, you know, the striper fishing where you've been, any tips that you have on techniques or marlin fishing or any of the above. And we'll let them join in if they want to. And like I said, they listen. They don't often call when we have a guest like this. But we can we'll certainly put the lines open for anybody that would like to call and ask a question. I kind of teased your visit here this morning, saying that you might even have a pair of sunglasses for some lucky listener.
I do. I was fortunate enough about a year ago to be approached by a company out of Calgary, Canada, called Sundog Eyewear, and Sundog. Made their name and made their very strong name in the world of PGA golf. So, Masters champion Mike Weir, Paula Creamer on the LPGA side, and a variety of other pro staff currently wear their glasses. And a lot of them came to the guys at Sundog and said, you know, when we're not golfing, we love to fish. Have you got a polarized lens that, that we can put into our frames? And, you know, the Sundog guy said, you know, bing, the light went off.
Yeah.
And said, why don't we develop a fishing sunglass line? So instead of just putting a polarization film in their existing lens technology, they went to a company overseas and sort of discussed exactly what was going on. And, you know, Alan, when they approached me, I said to the president flat out, I said, if you guys aren't going to do something that's turns the eyeglass industry on its ear, something that's really going to help fishermen, I don't want to be a part of it.
Right.
So they came back to me a couple of months later and they said, here's a couple of prototypes. I want you to try them out on the water in different locations and pick the one you like and why. So I ended up picking the most technologically advanced pair of sunglasses or the lens, excuse me, and I gave them this a very simple reason is at 8:30 at night after fishing all day, I forgot that I had a pair of sunglasses on, and I didn't have the eye strain stress headache that I had with all the other brands that I wear.
Cool.
And they said, which lens did you pick? And I told them the exact lens, and they said, that's the one that we hedged our bets on. That's the one that we sunk all our research and development in.
Yep.
And so these lenses are outstanding. So they're obviously, as for fishermen, they're polarized.
Well,
Yeah, that's a no-brainer.
Yeah.
But the other two technological advancements are they've got something called melanin technology, and melanin is the natural chemical your body makes to protect your skin.
Right.
So this scientist actually created synthetic melanin. So he's got it injected into the lenses, which protects your eyes the way that melanin protects your skin. It's outstanding. So you get tons of protection. You get and zero headache, zero eye strain. Now, the third thing, which is great, and the reason why I said that I realized at 8:30 at night that I was still wearing the glasses is because the lenses are photochromic, which means that when you go outside, they get darker if it's really bright, and if you come inside, they get lighter because it's not as bright.
Right.
So you literally forget you're wearing them. So it's, you know, the Sundog eyewear is got the trifecta for protection and comfort in fishing sunglasses. And when I tried them, I decided, we need to get on board with this. And I've got a pair of black 22 degrees, they're called. They're the open bottom frame glasses, which are one of my favorites,
right.
Available for one of your viewers, and we're happy to...
listeners, you know, but that's fine.
Viewer, I'm from the TV world now.
Exactly.
But you can read about the technology at sundogeyewear.com.
I'm on there. I'm looking at your picture with a big striper. Is that a Maryland
fish?
Is that a Maryland fish?
Yes, sir.
Ah, look at that. All right, that's very cool.
Yeah, that was a fun day. It was a really fun day.
Indeed. All right. Well, Mark, we're going to take a break. We've got a couple callers on the line. Hang on there, John and Bowie and Vincent Rockall. We'll get right back to you after this short commercial break. You with me there, Mark? Okay, good. Hey, did you ever want to experience a big game hunt to Alaska, Africa, or maybe the Rocky Mountains? Well, I do. The Eastern Chapter of the Wild Sheep Foundation has packed the Hunt Valley Marriott with outfitters, guides, custom gun makers, outstanding taxidermy displays, and seminars with hunting professionals for the 21st Annual Hunting and Outdoor Expo and Convention. The dates are Thursday, February 16th through Saturday the 18th at the Hunt Valley Marriott. That's right up the street, just off I-83, exit 20A, Shawan Road East. This exciting hunting event offers the opportunity to interact with hunting professionals from around the world. Worldwide hunter and master of the obsession quest, that'd be Bob Folkrod, a friend of mine, Dick and Sam Rohrer from Kodiak Island, home of the giant bears, and even Brian Martin will be there, guide to British Columbia and Central Asia, sheep hunter. He'll be there. There are few of the personalities that you can meet at the Wild Sheep Foundation Expo. Also offering silent auctions and live auctions with chances to bid on one-of-a-kind items at the Wild Sheep Foundation Expo. Hunt Valley Marriott, Thursday through Sunday, February 16, 17, 18. Visit www.ecfnaws.org or Google Wild Sheep Foundation for more information on this exciting hunting event right here in our own backyard. And you know what? You can also go to my website, ellisoutdoors.com, and click on the Wild Sheep Foundation logo, and you got it right there.
See the great selection of Ford trucks and SUVs, including the Super Duty and F-150 pickups, America's best-selling trucks for 34 years, at Bob Davidson Ford Lincoln on East Joppa Road in Parkville.
Bob Davidson, the ultimate Ford Lincoln store.
This is the Wall Street Journal report. I'm Jim Blykamp. You may not be in the same financial league as Warren Buffett, but then again, your tax return this year probably is much simpler than his. Thanks to political gridlock in Washington last year, there were relatively few tax law changes this year. But the Journal's Tom Herman says one of the most important affects investors.
Many investors are going to get forms for the first time that will show them how much they paid for stocks that they bought and sold last year. It's on a form called Form 1099B, and if you think there's a mistake, get in touch with your broker.
And there's a deduction that teachers often overlook.
If you're a teacher or a counselor or a principal or a school aide who worked at least 900 hours during the school year in a school offering elementary or secondary education, you can deduct up to $250 of school supplies that you purchased out of your own pocket.
Keep in mind that April 17th is the deadline this year to file your federal return and pay what you owe. Jim Blykamp with the Wall Street Journal report.
Becky, thanks for calling.
Oh, no problem.
Lyle, honey, it's time to go home.
DoubleMySpeed.com.
What is that he keeps saying?
DoubleMySpeed.com.
DoubleMySpeed.com.
What is that?
Oh, this amazing site. Lyle logged on to DoubleMySpeed.com, got a free comprehensive diagnosis, and within minutes, he knew exactly what was slowing down our PC.
Wow.
Anyway, DoubleMySpeed.com removed dangerous spyware and a virus.
No kidding.
They cleaned our computer remotely and restored it to peak performance.
DoubleMySpeed.com. DoubleMySpeed.com.
We know, Lyle. He's so excited about DoubleMySpeed.com that he wanders the neighborhood to spread the word. But the only thing you can say is DoubleMySpeed.com at double speed.
Gee, I wonder if Don knows about DoubleMySpeed.com.
Oh, Lyle sent him an email.
Don, do you know about
DoubleMySpeed.com?
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 Get your free diagnosis at DoubleMySpeed.com, and within minutes, find out what's slowing down your PC.
DoubleMySpeed.com?
Yes, it was a group email.
Get your free diagnosis today. DoubleMySpeed.com. Your PC, like new again. DoubleMySpeed.com.
Results will vary depending on your PC software and other factors.
W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg has taken care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything, their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410. W&W Tire and Auto.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Right back to the Outdoors and Radio Show with Mark Melnick of the World Fishing Network. And we've got John and Billy. Good morning, John. How you doing?
Doing just fine. Doing just fine. Wanted to ask your guest, given his broad perspective and all the different kinds of fishing fun that he's seen and taken part in, within Maryland, and or the Delmarva area, I should say, excluding offshore, because that's a big budget but obvious winner, what is the fishing activity or critter gathering in the water activity that would be the most fun that you can do in Maryland? And again, I'll exclude the going offshore because that's a high budget thing, but something that anybody can do, what would you think is the most fun in Maryland, including anything that may be overlooked?
Well, one of the things, John, one of the things that I love to do is having two young boys myself and I'm assuming that you that's such a broad question. I'm gonna tell you about something that I really love to do, and I love to take my kids fishing for panfish, and I have a technique that I like to use because my 6-year-old does it and my 2-year-old can do it as well. And what you do is you take a circle hook, like a number 2 circle hook, and you tie it in a drop shot fashion. So you tie it up the line, you put your weight on the bottom, you tip it with a live minnow. And the great thing about it and what makes it so much fun is that there is zero frustration for the kids, because that circle hook, that number 2 circle hook, allows the fish to take the bait, and the kid doesn't have to learn the timing on hook set. So what happens is, the fish, the panfish, whether it's a perch or even in here, you can go, I understand you can perch here in the ocean in the Chesapeake Bay, they suck it in and they hook themselves. And, in March, when I take my kids fishing for jumbo perch up in, near Barrie and on Lake Simcoe, I spend more time putting fish, back in the water and putting minnows on hooks than I do fishing myself. It is just an absolute blast. And that's one of the great ways that I have found with that special number 2 circle hook drop shot technique that allows kids to get into it really, really quickly and have a blast doing it. And if you don't have kids, then you got to do planer boarding for stripers here in Chesapeake Bay.
There you go. Well, you went from one extreme to the other real quick, Mark. You can always go catch a 4-ounce perch or why not a 40-pound striper? That's pretty
exactly.
Cool. Yeah.
That's a good suggestion.
Yeah. Yeah, but I'll tell you what, that drop shot technique, I'm going to try that with some of the kids in my world, that's for sure. And we got great perch fishing right now going on, John. I mean, and that drop shot deal with the weight at the bottom, the number 2 hook. Now, that number, there's no leader on that drop shot technique, is there, Mark? I mean, it's just tied directly onto the line.
Absolutely. So what you do is most people are fishing with a fluorocarbon or a mono fishing line. So what I do is about 2 feet up, if you don't know how to tie a polymer knot, teach yourself how to tie a polymer knot. And the trick with the drop shot deal is when that hook is tied on with the polymer, what you do is you take your tag end and you drop it from the top down through the eye of the hook. And what that does is that allows that hook to stand straight out.
Yep.
Right? Therefore, you don't have to worry about twists and tangles or anything like that. And that minnow just dances in the strike zone. You can adjust your weight at the bottom, anywhere from an inch off the bottom to 2 feet off the bottom. And it's a naturally presenting bait that fish go, literally all fish go crazy for.
That is a great technique. And the Palomar knot is very simple, folks. You just put a loop through the hook. You got a long tag end because you're going to tie the weight down on the end there, 2 feet down. So you take your tag end and make it real long. Just put a simple loop in your line, tie an overhand knot, pull the hook through the loop, put the tag end down through the eye of the hook, tie your weight on the end, and you're ready to go. One of the simplest rigs ever.
I think that's the reason why my eldest son, Will, is so addicted to fishing, is because the first time I took him, he was catching them left, right, and center. He couldn't not catch a fish.
He's getting to the point where he can start tying his own bait on, which is really cool.
Absolutely.
So, all right, Mark.
Good in fresh or salt.
Absolutely.
Tremendously. That's the kind of technique that is so universal. You can experiment with any species,
yep.
Literally any species.
Yellow perch, white perch, any panfish. You can live line for stripers with that rig. You can do just about any kind of fish, walleye, any kind of bass fishing if you want to fish live bait for bass. So very good, Mark. Appreciate that. Very good, John. Thanks for the question. Appreciate it.
Thanks, John.
All right. Thank you, John. There goes John. Let's talk to Vince in Rock Hall. Good morning, Vince. How are you? Where's Vince? Ah, Vince had to drop off. Let's get Vince back up on here. Give us a call back, Vince. And anybody else that would like to call, ask a question for Mark. 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680, 1-800-922-6680 is our phone number. We're talking with Mark Melnick of the World Fishing Network and Real Fishy Jobs. Mark, tell us a little bit about some of the jobs you've had. I know you kind of ticked them off there, you know, one by one, but what was the nastiest, dirtiest job? And by the way, you know Mike... Well, Mike Lowe, no, I'm Mike. Mike Lowe here started in Baltimore. That does what is it? Dirtiest jobs on.
Oh, is that right?
Oh yeah,
I didn't realize that.
Yeah. He started right here. He was hawking, housing developments and apartments and things like that for a long time, and moved on up the food chain to become a spokesman for our sponsor, Ford F-150 trucks, and also for the dirtiest jobs. I'm not sure if that's on A&E or history or where that's at. But anyway, tell us about some of the most interesting jobs that you've had.
So the hands
or
down,
dirtiest, either one.
Yeah, hands down, the best and the worst job is the same one. And it was done out of Oceanside, California, which is just south of L.A. in Compton, funnily enough. And what happened was, you know, I wanted to go and showcase how there's a guy down there named Conway Bowman who's got his own TV show, and he's dialed into a unique fishery where he goes out in his bay boat and chums in the wintertime and the summertime and is able to bring mako sharks and blue sharks to him. And what he does is he actually fly fishes for them.
Oh,
so, you know, I've been able to catch, you know, 90, 120-pound makos on the fly. And if you've ever seen what a mako does when he hooks up, I mean, it's pant-changing material. They jump. They'll come right at the boat. They'll jump over the, like, 12 feet straight up. It's absolutely insane. Anyway, what you have to do to get them to come to you is make this chum. So I got on the boat. We went out at, you know, 4:30 in the morning. We deployed the nets. We gathered tons of sardines. We brought them back to the factory. You put them in a bucket, you let them sit and rot for, you know, a couple of days, and, you know, then you take and you put it through the grinder, and it's gagging and disgusting.
Mm.
And
sounds good.
Fish flying, oil flying everywhere.
Sounds like it fits on a Ritz.
Oh, it was gross. It was one of the most disgusting things. I gagged the entire episode. It was just crazy. But the benefit is being able to deploy that frozen block of chum and hook up fly fishing with those makos. It's unbelievable. The most stress I've ever had was actually fishing the FLW series event out of Lake Champlain where 50 grand was on the line.
Yeah.
And I entered as a professional. And I'm not a professional fisherman. I'm a guy that loves to fish more than anything in the world. I would never say that I'm a professional. I'm a TV guy, but I'm not a professional angler. And I actually had paying co-anglers riding with me, looking to win the tournament. Did you talk about stress, Alan?
Oh, that'll put some stress on you. Absolutely, yeah, sure.
It was crazy. It was crazy. And we did okay. I mean, we didn't finish last. So
well, that's a good thing. Hey, we've got Erica on the line. Let's talk to you, Mark. Good morning, Erica. How are you?
I'm fine.
What's up?
Well, I'm a long-time listener, and my husband's a long-time sleeper.
Uh-oh.
And I pass on your tips as I hear them.
I see.
Yeah. So I'm just wondering how much he knows about Maryland bass fishing. And we're down here on the Eastern Shore, the Wicomico and the Marshy Hope and that area.
So you're on tidal, you're on a couple of tidal rivers down there.
Right.
Okay.
So he's always looking for, you know, new spots to, you know, bass fish down here on the Eastern Shore. And if he knows of any... I understand there are some pond fishing down here that's pretty good, but we've just relocated here and we're not aware really to go.
Yeah, you've got Allen's Pond and Johnson's Pond down there. I'm sure those. I'm pretty sure those are still public, and you've got some areas down there that on those tidal rivers. Now, I don't know, Mark, traveling around, that you know any particular hot spot on any particular piece of water, but maybe you have some techniques to help the tidal bass fishermen in our audience.
You know, tidal bass fishing is weird, and I think. Correct me if I'm wrong, Alan, but, you know, a common name for these tidal largemouth are marsh bass, right?
Well, kind of, but...
Like, they're big, they're thick, and they're short, and they're stubby, and you know, they fight like anything because they're dealing with a variety of things. You know, I haven't done a lot of tidal fishing, so I can't really talk to it, to be honest with you, especially in the Maryland area. So I think I'm going to defer that to you, sir.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. Well, all I can tell you is that these guys deal with the tides. I mean, you know, the incoming tide is always good, the outgoing to some degree. And the key to good bass fishing is to watch those tides. And, you know, that's when all the fish start to feed. That's when, the incoming tide starts to flood those tidal marshes, and the little bait fish gather in the shallow pockets, and the fishing those with sluggo type baits and things like that, little jerk baits that imitate the little fish that you know, little bull minnows and things like that. That always works well. The other thing that works extremely well on some of these tidal rivers is when the stumps and the downed timber and that type of thing starts to get flooded, gets water over top of it. I know a lot of guys like to use artificial plastic baits.
My husband's big into that.
Yeah, the big crayfish baits, the big dark colored worm baits, and things like that. And they just drag them through the cover, weedless through the cover, and those big largemouth will inhabit those areas as well.
Alan, another great thing, and with if you're out fishing for the day, and you know the tide goes slack. Remember that those fish may still feed as well, and what you have to do is you have to slow your presentation down big time.
Yep.
So if you're throwing a creature bait of some kind in bush or in laydowns, you know, and all of a sudden the tide goes slack and things slow down, you need to slow down yourself and, you know, wacky rig a Senko. And, you know, bass fishing is bass fishing anywhere. You need to let the fish tell you what's going on.
Yep.
You know, you need to look at what they're eating. You need to, you know, to use the old cliche, match the hatch.
Yep.
And based on their attitude at any given time during the day, you need to mimic that. So speed up when they're more aggressive, and slow down when things go slow.
Slow roll a spinnerbait or something like that in that situation. I'll tell you something else that I like that I just like doing anytime, slack tide, flood tide, ebb tide, you name it, I don't care, is topwater stuff. I like a big old bait that makes a lot of noise on the surface. And to have a fish come up and roll on that or come up and slam that thing, it's just that makes my day. And I like to do the surface stuff. And that's another good tip for slack tide. If you've got a high tide that's rolled in there and just stopped, get out the top water stuff and throw it over top that structure and see what happens.
Okay, some great tips.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you, Erica.
Thank you.
Okay, let's go to Dale and Denton. Good morning, Dale. How are you? Dale and Easton. Now you've relocated on me.
That's right.
What's up?
Morning, Alan.
Hi, buddy.
You know, we have an interesting spot we should take your guest, and you know where I'm talking about.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, wouldn't that be interesting? I bet he's never caught one.
I bet he's never caught one. You're absolutely right.
Now you got me curious.
Uh-oh. Okay, Dale, tell him what you're thinking about.
Well, it's one of the species of herring that we have here called hickory shad.
Oh, yeah. You like fly fishing?
I love it.
How about 50 15-inch tarpon in 2 hours?
Really?
Yeah.
Here. All year round?
No.
No, when?
In spring, in April.
April.
Okay.
April into May. They're an anadromous species. They run up some of these small streams around the bay to spawn, and there's a couple of real good streams that you can use a fly rod on, one of which is Deer Creek, up at the head of the bay, tributary of the Susquehanna. And it's quite a fishery up there. People enjoy it, and it's strictly catch and release, but it's you can catch, you know, if you're in the right spot and conditions are right, easy, 50, you know, 60 fish in a morning.
Really? I didn't hear how big these fish are.
14, 15, 16 inches.
Yeah, occasionally you'll get a fish around 20, but it's pound and a half.
Yeah.
That's great. And so So I've been fortunate enough to fish mangroves down in the in Florida and so on and so forth, and you know, I had the opportunity to hook up with a 2-pound tarpon, and that thing was like a chihuahua on speed. It
yep.
was absolutely
yep.
crazy. Is this the same sort of thing?
Yep.
Same sort of thing. It likes to jump. It'll be out of the water, and it's just a very spectacular fish. And yet, you know, it's kind of interesting because you watch all the shows on TV, and I get kind of tired of watching people catch bass
on a 5-weight, Mark. I'll tell you what, it'll give you a workout. You'll be tired at the end of the day. And it's not dangerous. I mean, the water's relatively shallow. It's a creek situation. But, you know, the fish are just unbelievable, and there's thousands of them. And, and they hit the fly very, very well. Dale actually introduced me into this type of fishing a couple of years ago. And we've made a couple of annual treks up there and met on the water. And Dale's been doing this for... Well, how old are you, Dale? You've been doing it for 60, 70 years now?
Well, not quite that.
Oh, well.
It's just an example out of a species that doesn't get a lot of publicity, and yet it's just as fun to catch. In fact, the only fish I'd rather catch would be a nice smallmouth. But those hickory shad are just so much fun to catch. But, again, you don't hear a lot about it. It's all the glamour species.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what I love about what I do is that exactly what you're talking about, Dale, is that people will call or people will write me or contact me through the WFN website and say, hey, you've got to come here and try this. Yeah. And there's so many different regional techniques and regional species that people have adapted their own way to catch. I mean, you can never get bored fishing.
Hey, Dale.
If you've got the right information for a specific area, that's what I love about people.
If you know anybody, maybe you could get him. Maybe you could get him a real fishy job helping to tag our American shad.
And then
you know, that would be after we do the or maybe the day before we do the hickory trip.
That would be.
That sounds outstanding.
Yeah, you would enjoy that.
You would enjoy that as well, catching American shad to further the research that Dale's been running for 25 years here in the state of Maryland. No, but I mean, you retired, but that's what you did for how many years? 30?
Oh, yeah, close to it, I guess.
There you go. So So you got a good invitation there, buddy. Yeah, Mark,
you got my email, Alan. Let's go.
All right, I'm good. What do you think, Dale?
That sounds doable.
All right. Sounds good to me.
All right.
All right. Thanks,
Alan,
Dale.
I'll talk to you later.
You got it, buddy. Thanks.
Thanks,
Dale. All right. There goes Dale. Don, you're going to have to hold just for a second. I'm going to have to take another break here and talk about a couple of our great sponsors. The Eastern Chapter of the Wild Sheep Foundation has packed the Hunt Valley Marriott with outfitters and guides and custom gun makers and outstanding taxidermy displays, as well as seminars with hunting professionals for the 21st Annual Hunting and Outdoor Expo and Convention. The dates are Thursday, February 16th through Saturday the 18th at the Hunt Valley Marriott, just off I-83, exit 20A, and that is Shawan Road East. Bob Folkrod, Dick and Sam Rohr, and Brian Martin are the few of the personalities you can meet. Now listen, the Wild Sheep Foundation Expo offers a silent auction and several live auctions with chances to bid on one-of-a-kind items. A Pennsylvania elk tag is up for auction. Bighorn sheep and desert bighorn tags are up for auction, as well as hunting adventures from around the world. You want to dart a rhino? That's right, I said dart a rhino. You can bid on it at the Wild Sheep Foundation Expo at the Hunt Valley Marriott, Thursday through Saturday, February 16, 17, and 18. Visit www.ecfnaws.org or Google Wild Sheep Foundation. Easier yet, go to ellisoutdoors.com, click on the Wild Sheep logo on the homepage there for more information on this exciting hunting event right here in our own backyard. Let me tell you about Tochterman's. You know, they've got the fly shop going on there. They've got the fly tying classes. You can call and reserve your place in the next fly tying class if you like. But they have an entire room dedicated to fly fishing, which is doing absolutely great. Now, the lure building room, this time of year, is just spectacular. You can go and get all the molds for all the, you know, molding all the lures you want. They've got a giant selection of jig hooks, and they've got striper seminars coming up next month, too. So you might want to think about that. But on display, 1,500 fishing rods on display, 700 fishing reels, bait for bass, for offshore, for the bay, for stripers, for fly fishing, for trout, for panfish. You name it, they've got it, and they've got the experts to back it up. They've been at the same location Nation, the same family name since 1916. 95 years of Tochterman's, downtown Baltimore, 1925 Eastern Avenue, 2.5 blocks east of Broadway and Fells Point. Here's that phone number. Write it down. Get in touch with them. 410-327-6942. 410-327-6942. They're always looking forward to meeting a new fishing friend.
Alan Ellis here for Bob Davidson Ford Lincoln. You know, my friend John Berkridge, the sales manager, he wants outdoorsmen to know that the F-150 and Super Duty pickups are ready for action. Remember, Ford trucks are dependable wherever you spend your time outdoors, at work, and at play. Stop by and see the lineup of Explorers, Escapes, Rangers, Super Duty, and F-150 pickups, America's best-selling trucks for 34 years. Ask how to take advantage of the special offers and incentives on Ford trucks at Bob Davidson Ford Lincoln. See Bob Davidson Ford Lincoln at 1845 East Joppa Road in Parkville for all the details, or call 410-661-6400. Visit them online at bobdavidsonauto.com. For outdoorsmen, Bob Davidson is your outfitter for quality Ford trucks.
Bob Davidson, the ultimate Ford Lincoln store.
The Eastern Sports and Outdoor Show, February 4th to the 12th in Harrisburg, PA. Presented by Outdoor Channel and Comcast. New gear, new products, same great tradition. Learn from over 30 of the top outdoor experts in the industry today. Enjoy more fun family activities, including Raptors Up Close, the Kids Trout Pond, Chris Brackett Archery Trick Shooting, and many more. Discounted tickets at EasternSportsShow.com. That's EasternSportsShow.com. February 4th to the 12th in Harrisburg, PA.
If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire and Auto.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hey, we're back with Mark Melnick of the World Fishing Network. We urge you to go online if you'd like to getwfn.com and let Comcast or any other carrier know that in your area know that you want them to carry the World Fishing Network on your television. Let's talk to you with me, Mark.
I am, sir. Yes.
Okay. What's that music? Where's that coming from?
It's not me.
I don't know. I heard music. Was that you? Huh. Oh, that's my phone. It must be coming from my phone. I got a smartphone this week, smarter than me. Let's talk to Don at work and then Billy and Govins. Good morning, Don. How are you?
Fine. I just question. We're getting ready to go to Antigua in April for 35th wedding anniversary, and I plan on doing an offshore trip. Is there any special species that would be running good around there? Or if you have, I'm sure you've been fishing anywhere in the Caribbean like that, or want to make contact?
You're talking about offshore in the Caribbean?
Yeah.
Man, if you go to the Bahamas and it
Look
is...
Antigua.
Antigua.
Yeah, anywhere down there, you get with an IGFA qualified charter boat captain. You can check all that out at IGFA.org. Any of those guys are reputable and they're experts in their field. Call up the country and they'll guide you right down the right path. I mean, offshore in the Caribbean in the wintertime is off the charts. You can catch wahoo all day long up to 100 pounds, and they're thick. You're trolling 12, 14 knots for these things, and they hit your bait and they're gone, and it's so much fun. And then you've always got a shot at a big billfish down there. The bottom fishing is outstanding. You know, that's where I'm looking to go in the next 2 months is down to the Bahamas to find my next real fishy job.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to it. I mean, they try them sunglasses out down there. See what happens.
SundogEyewear.com, I guess. Hey, Don, listen, the the IGFA, the International Game Fish Association. Mark just gave you a very important tip that you need to remember. IGFA.org. Their headquarters is in, I believe, DeLand, Florida. They have their museum there with the world fishing records. But if you go on their website and take a look at their guides, or if you call, like he said, if you call down there to the hotel where you're staying and ask them if they have any fishing guides, they'll be more than glad to help you out and make sure he is a registered IGFA guide, because that's very important.
Absolutely. And if you go down there, make sure that you talk to your hotel, as Alan said, because the last thing you want to do is have a bad experience when you're offshore. It's happened to me, and it is brutal. So make sure the person that you're going with is fully qualified. A lot of them have websites. A great tip is to look at the pictures that they have on their websites of their recent catches. I know it's going to be hard. Don't look at the fish. Look at the gear that they've got on board. If it's beat up, looking a little ratty, circa 1960s kind of stuff, I generally tend to stay clear of that. If they've got newer stuff, newer equipment, those are the people that you want to look at. So really study those pictures to make sure that the gear and the boat itself looks like it's going to be safe and ready for your day.
Great.
Great
Appreciate
tip. It. There you go. Thanks, Don.
Thank you.
All righty. Thank you. Bye-bye. Here you go. Let's talk to Billy and Govins. Good morning, Billy. How you doing?
Good. How are you all doing?
Good, man. What's going on?
I want to ask him about ice fishing. I always want to try that, and I was wondering if he'd give me some tips.
There you go, Mark.
Yeah, ice fishing, unfortunately, we've had a bit of a warm season, and ice fishing is just getting started.
Yeah, but you're from Toronto. Come on.
Yeah. Yeah, this is actually tropical. I'm in flippy floppies and shorts right now. So ice fishing is very, there's two different sides to it. And again, as I talked about going south to the Caribbean with a guide, you can also do the same thing for ice fishing. And what I like to do when I ice fish is find a qualified person. If you're new to it, find a qualified person that practices something called running and gunning.
Running
and gunning is not your typical quote, ice fishing trip. You're not sitting in a hut. You're not stationary. You're not waiting for waves of fish to pass. You're actively hunting these fish. So the guide or the person that you choose will have any form of transportation, being a snowmobile or a four wheeler or a truck.
It'll be a John boat if you want to go ice fishing on Deep Creek Lake this year.
Yeah. Excuse me. And they will have everything that they need for multi-species in that vehicle. If you go to WFN or worldfishingnetwork.com, I do a story with a Canadian fishing legend named Gord Pizer on running and gunning. It's a great resource to learn. I mean, in a single day, we targeted whitefish, perch, walleye, pike, and giant lake trout. And if you have a good guide and somebody that's well-equipped, or if you take the time and well-equip yourself, you can fish for anything, anywhere, at any time.
Now, Mark, are you primarily thinking about ice fishing in Maryland?
Anywhere.
Oh, anywhere. Billy.
No, Maryland. I can't remember last time. I think I was a little boy last time the bay froze over. I'm 63.
Yeah, well, I think Mark's tips are very good. If you want to go Midwest or somewhere, I called my bear guide up in New Brunswick. Betts Kelly Lodge called me the other day. We were talking about doing some advertising to Maryland Hunting Quarterly, and he called me. He goes, a little cold up here. I said, yeah, what is it? He says, well, it was 22 below this morning, eh? I said, 22 below? I said, it's 68 degrees right here, Keith. Oh, you're kidding. No, it's 68. Oh, it's cold up here.
All right, thanks, man.
Yeah.
Well, ice fishing has changed since you've done it, and it's very technical now.
Yes.
That's why I suggest finding somebody that's set up properly.
Yep.
Because you will have a day that you will not soon forget.
Exactly. Well, they're using electronics. Or when you say running and gunning, they're going from one spot to the next. They're drilling a series of holes. They're only concentrating on the holes that are producing, and it's pretty fast paced. And you're absolutely right, Mark. It is definitely different than back in the day of putting a tip up and a minnow down, drilling a hole or chopping one in the ice with a hatchet. So it's a lot different. Yep, that's for sure. So It's all power drills and the electronics and high tech and all that stuff. So,
and 100% fun.
And a lot of fun. All right, Billy, thanks for the call, buddy.
All right, thank you.
All righty, thank you. All right, hey, we got to take a little short break here and tell you about Bay Linex of Glen Burnie that now offers Linex protection that comes to you. The Bay Linex mobile unit can come to your home, your farm, your business, or your job site and apply the correct Linex consumer, commercial, or industrial coating to anything that needs protection. That would be your deck, your trailers, your tanks, your buckets, your forklifts, your lift gates, any equipment that needs protection against corrosion, chemicals, or the elements. And the Linex spray-on materials are environmentally friendly, too. Protect your investment in your pickup truck like I did. Feel protected with a Linex spray-on bed liner. Or you can prolong the life of your equipment, like I said. You can even protect your garage, your shop, your basement floor with the new Aspartex floor coating from Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located 400 Arundel Corporation Road, just up Beltway Exit 3A, or you can visit them online at baylinex.com. Bobby Hawkins is the man, 410-789-0199, 410-789-0199. For Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, now more than just bedliners.
See the great selection of Ford trucks and SUVs, including the Super Duty and F-150 pickups, America's best-selling trucks for 34 years, at Bob Davidson Ford Lincoln on East Joppa Road in Parkville.
Bob Davidson, the ultimate Ford Lincoln store.
Hey, Mark, can you believe it? We're almost out of time.
No.
That was pretty quick, wasn't it?
That was a fast hour.
Great callers, too.
Absolutely.
You didn't give anybody any sunglasses.
I didn't.
No, you didn't.
I've got this pair of 22 degrees. I think it needs to go to the lady that stumped me on the tidal fish.
Ah, okay. All right.
There
well,
go.
She can call our producer back, 410-922-6680.
Erica, I think her name
is. Erica, call Pat back, and we'll send you a free pair of sunglasses. We're going to need your address. And, Mark, I appreciate you joining us today. Enjoy your stay in Ocean City. Enjoy those offshore stripers. And we'll tell our listeners to get WFN.com. And tell Comcast and all the other carriers that, as fishermen, we want to see the World Fishing Network on our cable system right here in Maryland.
Thanks, Alan. I appreciate it all the time. And you know what? I love fishing Maryland, and I hope to be back over and over and over again.
Mark, you're welcome to call us anytime you're around the area. And congratulations on real fishy jobs on the World Fishing Network. Thanks for joining us, Mark. Now get out, stay out, and stay safe.
As the proud owner of a Ford F-150 pickup, I'm pleased to recommend Bob Davidson Ford Lincoln. From the sales experience to the quick lane service department, Bob Davidson is Maryland's only Ford dealer that has earned the Ford President's